better.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. So I got the one thing and the wrong movie. Besides that, you did it right. Spot on. I saw you. Say the right analogy. You don't want to give it a pulse. Make sure you feel the pulse in your singing. I sigh to sing. Feel a pulse through your music so it's not just kind of gushing out without a pictus. Ready, wherever you were. Ready, and.
I sigh to sing.
ABC process. We've now gone through all the music, and over the next 4 weeks, we'll go over each piece twice, and then we'll be concert week. That's the way the fall rolls. Now look at the bright side. That's actually a lot of time. I was talking to Tor about Cora and singing Handel's Messiah. When I sing Handel's Messiah, we have one rehearsal, and then we do the concert. That's fair enough, but I think you're missing the point, right? I mean, yes, we've all sung a piece a lot, but it's still entire Handel's Messiah, you know? So you just get together, get the ensemble together, work with the orchestra, and then do it. My point is you can learn this music quickly, you know? My experience with high school, I don't know about community course, I've only done 4 or 5 years, is, and this relates to me more with if I'm doing a play or a musical theater, you will get it done in the amount of time God gives you.
Yes.
If I have 9 weeks, it takes every second of 9 weeks. If I have 5 weeks, it takes every second of 5 weeks. That's the way it was in plays. You know, so we can do this. What we also want to be thinking about as we get into the second time through is, you know, really getting your face out of your music more. You know, we're all really buried in our music still. So try and get in your mind, I gotta look up. Okay, let's go through it, see what kind of shape we're in. Great, really nice. Just It's very weird. I still want to send the way in, like, why the opposite? I'm losing my hearing. And probably 10, 15 years I won't have any hearing, right? So my left ear is the one that's going. That's probably I don't hear you as much. So I'm going to try to be very aware that it's my hearing and not your lack of, right? But that being said, maybe I'll stand like this, so. But if we have time later, remind me to tell you about this wonderful conductor who basically conducts choirs, and she's like Beethoven, she's deaf, and she's phenomenal. I don't know how she does it. Anyway, but you need to be a little more present, especially when it's divided, soprano and alto. So don't be afraid to just sing forte, forte, forte. Whenever you guys are on the tune, and especially when you're divided, okay? Besides that, it's pretty good. Can we just take the guys, please, all the way back to page 4? So basses, we're in D major, so basses, you get your notes right off the sopranos. Oh, lovely chance, what can I, oh, love? Make sure you really know that, because some of you are coming in too low. Oh, lovely chance, what can I, oh? Make sure you get that first note really clean. And the tenors, you just got to pick it up off the altos. Oh, oh, oh. Well, they're in your octave. It's the same note as the altos. Or if you want to hum all the way from 28, the soprano note. That's how you get your note, though. They're singing your note in your range. Okay? Okay, can we take bass and tenors from so bottom of page 4, sopranos and altos just sing, oh, lovely chance, what can I, and then drop off, okay? So altos don't even sing, just sopranos, and then bass and tenors come in. 2, 28, 2, 3.
Oh, lovely chance, what can I do?
Make sure the very, very nice. We got the entrance a little cleaner. Just make sure the high note keeps tuning. Oh, lovely chance. Keep tuning. Chance. Keep tuning the held note, okay? And if you can get a little bit of a slide on the oh, oh. See the slide there? Okay? Now, when we get to the next part, what it is it's just fast, and you gotta be ready. I would have broken body and soul. Right, just spit it out. Right there, take it from bottom of page 6, the last measure. Bass and tenor. You really gotta spit it out. I would have broken. Really gotta spit out the words, otherwise you're gonna lose it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I would have broken body and soul.
The key to singing fast is put it more forward and spit it out more. If you keep it in this kind of thick texture, you're never going to be able to spit it out. And you've got to be aware, oh, I would have, you got to be ready for the transition, right? So maybe a pair of glasses, a measure 36. A pair of glasses, new folks, for me, is means look out, something's coming up that's going to surprise me. Okay? Everything else I think is pretty good. Yeah, one sec. Yeah.
Can you hear what the tenor slides down to at 36?
Do, so. And you just replace the bass note. You replace the high. You replace the bass note. Oh, oh. Cool? Yeah. Okay, can we go to the B section, please? This is all the way page 12. Awesome, everybody. Sound great. Keep singing out. Okay? Totally different texture. So you need to think two things at least. Really, lots of vowels, long line, and lots of support, okay? Slow is much harder than fast. 68, please, Emma. 68 choir, middle of 12. 2, 3, and.
Yeah.
Very nice, just please, 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 look at the move, it starts getting faster where? 82, right? More movement, right? And then where does it eventually lock in the tempo? Measure 98, top of page 15. So we keep accelerating until we get to and look on mountains and the sea. Okay? Two other little things, then we're gonna go back and look on this. The first part of this is not quite right yet. Can you really think about two things? Let's just take, for example, bottom of 14, measure 93, the word I. Okay, now you've pretty much figured out there's no breath there. Good job. You pretty much figured out that it's three beats. So the next step is, oh yeah, gotta remember tune. The next step is you gotta remember that there's lots of ways you can screw up the words. I is a diphthong. There's two vowels in that word. So if you don't hold it on the first part of the vowel, I live, it's gonna really pollute the sound. Every diphthong, not just this one. I is a diphthong. Diphthong means two vowel sounds in a syllable of a word. Ah and E. So what happens is you start polluting to the E, and then that kind of, it's like putting a drop of red food coloring in a clear glass of water. Just the whole thing turns red. Okay? So just keep in mind that all the long notes stay on the pure vowel. Another place that happens, look at the bottom of 13, just for another example. Bold is a really hard word to sing. Humble, move, humble. An aw sound, an aw sound, right? What you want to do when you get to words you don't know how to pronounce, just think, what's the vowel in it? What? So it's not humble, humba, it's humble, humble. So you got to think humble without the L, humble, humble. Anyways, so keep that in mind. Another one, top of 13, hour. You start leaning to that R, it really screws things up. Middle of the page, not earth, right? All those pure vowels, which you really need in something like this, okay? Good, can we take the gentleman?
Russ?
Yeah.
Measure 97, is sky a quarter note?
Yes.
And a rest?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly right. Same thing in C, measure 101.
Yep.
Yep, same thing, okay? So in general, the rule is there's no rest indicated. We're breathing, so you have to cut the note you're finishing so you're not late for the next note. When there's no rest indicated, but you are going to breathe, you have to take time from someplace. And the rule is you always take it from the note you're finishing so you're not late for the note you're about to sing. Okay? Okay, so can we do the bass and tenors? And now, your basses, you're having a little bit of a trouble with the chromatic, when it's G's against A's, A's against B's. So just sing a little bit lighter and listen a little bit better to the stronger ears in the group, okay? And now just voice part, please. Bottom of 12, and now. Bass and tenor. Bass and tenor alone, and one, breathe. When you're really becoming a much better singer, when you love dissonance, as opposed to don't like dissonance. Oh my God, it's so clashy. Ooh, it's like life, right? There's dissonance and consonants, right? That's the way it is. And a big part of music is going from dissonance to consonants, from consonants to dissonance. That's what makes it, because it's like it's imitating life, and I won't get any more deeper in that than that. Because I'll get back to like Forrest Gump again. Okay, one more time. And keep working on making that first sound you make a better vowel instead of right on the pitch. Same thing again, please. Tenors, you waffled on the A on the going from bottom of 12, top of 13. One, two, three, one.
Thank you.
biggest problems were on page 12 and 13. I'll clean up a little bit after that, so let's move on from there. Good, now let's see if we can go back and do ascending with the ladies. Because again, two things happen I always use the word amateur in a Robert Shaw way. Amateur singers are the best singers, because they do it for the love of it, they don't do it for the money, right? So, but amateur singers in general will go to what they hear. And once we have the girls, you gotta make sure you don't drift off what you just did. Make sure you're listening for the bass section, make sure you're listening for the tenor section, make sure you're listening to the drum. One more time from 71, everybody, voice parts. One, two, three, breathe. On the A basis, because if you look, the tenor's on a B, and then the altos are on a G, so they've got you squished in both ways, right? So they're making your ears wobble a little bit. So just to fix that, we're gonna start last note top of 13, and when we get to heaven, just hold that note. Don't go on from heaven, okay? Pitch, please. Last note top of 13. Don't go on after heaven. One, two. Just makes you hear that. It's clashy. It's clashy. Let's go on this time. Same thing. One and. Good. Awesome. We're going to have to move on for now, but make sure you don't drop the energy from blue to flower. Dark blue flower. You didn't breathe, but you let the energy sag, okay? Can we please go to back to the bottom of 7, 42, and then put your fingers in, and then get ready to go to the last page. So second time through. Many a thing you did to give it a lot of froth, enjoy it. It's like the champagne bottle just opened, right? Not it's been sitting there for 40 hours. Okay, ready, and.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and dance and happy love. More than my ear is feeling of love. Oh, love me, chant. 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 Oh, love me, chant.
Oh,
love me, chant.
Three, four, one, two. Lovely. Yep, as I said last time. So sopranos and altos, just be very ready at 108. Chaz. Just my number, sir. Okay? Sopranos, please put a pair of glasses and altos top of 16 so you're not late for that. Don't talk. Listen to the director. But 108, you're super late. Chance, lovely chance. Right, be right on tempo there, right on tempo, right fast. Up we go, the whole song, please. Five, six, seven, eight.
To give my gratefulness to you.
three, four. A lot of altos here. Three, four. Section of the last song, meaning what do we do when it's slow and sustained? More vowel, more intonation, more pulse, keep the sound moving, okay? All right, actually let's just start four measures before I come in at the repeat signs. Repeat sign, please, Emma. One, two, three, four.
Oh.
A fair amount quicker, first off, will help. The second thing is a lot of there's a lot of times in this song where you either do one of two things. You hold a whole note at the end and cut off, or you hold a whole note that resolves to another whole note. So whenever you have those instances, make sure you really keep thinking about raising the pitch on just the whole note that cuts off, and on the whole note that goes to the next whole note, make sure you crescendo into the change. Okay, so for example, top of four, I'm looking at that rose. Just make sure you tune on a oh vowel, and then look at way, bottom of the page, going to the next page. That one's one of those where you have to stay on the eh vowel, eh, not way, for eight beats. First four crescendoing into that resolution, top of six. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So the intonation is killing. Again, why does people say to their choirs, you're not singing in tune? So I've always tried to, and I hope I practice what I preach, I always try to say, why you're not singing in tune? And so what often happens is you're not listening to each other. That's one thing. You're not listening to the piano. What happens is you're not supporting the sound. You're not singing on the right vowel. So there's lots of things that you could think about. Whenever you feel like it sounds fishy, just start by listening. And then think about getting on a good vowel, support. Like on a whole note, can I have just a G? Just sing, no, just on na, two, three.
No.
Now in your mind, think like there's eight beats in there. So, and you're gonna tune every one of them. No. Almost like giving it a pulse, just short of me actually hearing the pulse. Two, three.
No.
That's how much work it is, right? Whenever you're on a long note, just don't go, because it's gonna sag, or it's not gonna do the right thing, right? So those are things that'll help you. Let's go back and pick up a little bit faster. And I think in general, if you just work on moving the majority of the phrases and then just tuning the ends of these phrases, it's gonna lock this in a lot better, okay? Right where they sing. So basses, I would have in my music, think high, because that B is above your break. And if you're not thinking, you're gonna come in too low, which a bunch of you did. And it's also, I think we're kind of in B minor. So I guess we're all singing just unison Bs, but it's a high note for you. You're not thinking you're gonna be out of tune, and you're gonna be too low. So I might write in, think high. And just one more thing to give you, if you see that first note, and if you look down to the space below it on the staff, that's where most of your breaks are, in that G range, either on that fourth space or the fifth line. G, A flat, depending on your baritone, second, whatever. But in that general range, above that, you need to think higher. You need to think higher, right? If you ever see a note that's above that last space of bass clef. Okay, one more time. Right where you sing. One, two, three, four.
I dream of
So it's pretty tough enough for some of you. So just light. It's all unison. They're singing the exact same note. They're singing the exact same note. So just.
I dream I was.
Don't muscle it, okay? And let's make sure you think of a new tempo. This is the tempo.
I dreamed I was a robot.
Too much coffee. Okay. Two, three, four.
I dreamed I was a rose.
Oh, but why did you not cut off?
Rose.
I gave it to you. And if you're going to cut off late, don't cut off long.
Rose.
Be short. Okay, one more time. Two, three, four.
I dreamed I was a
rose.
Close by a mountain.
last note, it's not my deafness, it's your pitch, okay? Last note on top of page six is out of tune. Then, can I have a D, please? Do, re. Just tune that a little bit higher, put a little air going up, okay? Basically, I'm not convinced, but I gotta move on right now on, last note, top of five.
Close by a path not ever choked by la 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 so so.
La so far, okay? Just keep that. I'm guessing you're going too low. I don't know exactly what happened, but you're just not going stepwise. Okay, can we go to the next part for right now? Bottom of six. So really important here, 25, till we get back to homophonic, meaning the part bottom of seven, that we listen for the basses and the altos. Okay? Basses, I gave you like an A. I thought it was beneath the sunshine and just a little more diction, but the punctuation was good. Altos, I gave you a B because it just got kind of lost. Can I have an F sharp, please? Beneath the sunshine and the shaw, beneath the sunshine and the shaw. I just need more words, I need more like present, okay? Can we try, please, 25? Actually, let's do the bass and the altos. Two, three, four.
Beneath the sunshine and the shaw, I grew and waited there upon.
Still, but it sounds awful young, and I don't mean to say this, but we're not in general an awful young choir. Can I say that? Okay, so how do you sound, how do you make yourself sound older? How do you make yourself sound older? How do you make yourself sound older? It has to do with singing with your whole body as opposed to beneath the sunshine and the shine. Beneath the sunshine, just feel like you're more like, you know, and the Macy's Parade, one of these types. Beneath the sunshine and the shower. If you notice, I'm not, I'm getting those speakers working for me. Beneath the sunshine. I call that mouth singing. Beneath the sunshine and. Beneath the sunshine and. I just feel more space, and I sing into that space. Okay, one more time.
And you should sound like altos, which would mean a little bit darker and richer in color than the sopranos. You sound like young sopranos right now.
One, two, three, same thing. Two, three, four.
Beneath the sunshine and the stars, I grew and waited there apart, gathering perfume on my eyes.
Good, awesome. So just keep working that. Bigger, bigger, bigger. And you're so cute, so adorable, all of you. I see some of you like trying to really do what I say, but you misinterpret it. I did not ever say it's just beneath. You can sing here, you know, beneath the sunshine, and I'm not going like that, overtoeing the words, and it's going to make my sound fall in my throat. Beneath the sunshine, and I'm just trying to feel forward, present. Okay, can we do everyone from 25, please? Everyone from 25, piano part. The only problem I had with your two parts was it wasn't clean entrance. One, two, oh, and one last thing, sorry. Tenors, all the way, oh, where's the high note that you kind of? It was an E, and you all, oh, top of 11? No. Anyways, we'll get to it, I'll have to stop. Everyone from 25, page 6.
Beneath the sunshine.
That's all, it's just your complimentary. They're the show. One, two, three, four.
Beneath the sunshine and the stars, I grew and waited there above, gathering perfume on my eyes. And soaring it within my heart.
That was better on grew this time. Just make sure you think of the ooh. Don't try and modify that vowel. I think it'll get some of you in trouble. Just make it a nice pure ooh vowel, okay? Just so it kind of cuts into that nice beautiful spot.
Tenors, it just pick, you just gotta get a D off of.
Get Avenue.
You want clean on the D, the top of A. I guess you can get it many ways, but that, see if you can get that next time through. Can we please do the second verse? Actually, can we go to page 9, do the second ending? Page 9, do the second ending. 2, top of 9, 2, 3, 4.
And then I will.
Yeah. So tell me what's hard about that. It does. I don't hear that. I hear it kind of. I hear. I don't know what I hear. 43.
Mezzo piano? Or
oh, we're doing that.
What?
I'll tell you, I further noticed when to sing mezzo piano. In general, we've said this before, Rob, right? Our dynamic palette is this. I wish it was that, but our dynamic palette is this, maybe that. Our low end, we lose intonation, we lose pitch as a choir. So always keep it. And then you add to that, Rob, in that particular spot, you're exposed because the ladies aren't singing. So it needs to be a little more present. So answer your question, maybe mezzo forte. But I'm trying to give you also the big picture, like in general. Okay. And then I knew 2, 3, 4.
And then I knew.
You're singing an ooh wow on you, and then you open up the ah, and it really goes. I don't know the pitch is. Can I have a G? Going from ooh to ah like that, it's gonna make it stick out. Does that make sense? So just make sure you're not singing louder than the previous note. All right? Ever. Not just in this instance. Good. Can we do that one more time? Top of 9. Nice job. Sound great. Sound great. Yeah. Okay? Ready? Top of 9. 2, 3, 4.
And then I
go. You come from below it, so you go, you kind of go up to it this way, vocally, as opposed to that way. Does that make sense? If you can think of getting over the top of that note, you're singing from below, so you're pushing your pitch this way, as opposed to that way. Okay? And that's an airflow, stay on the vowel, don't push the sound this way. Okay, hey, one last thing, then we're going to go on. Actually, before we do that, can we do bottom of 10 and do the ending? Please have in your music, if you don't already, that it's slow. That I had waited there for you, I waited there. Oh, don't breathe like I just did. Don't breathe there either, but I had to, you. I'm one person, you're a chorus. Okay. This is bottom of 10, 2, that I, 3, 4.
That I had waited.
I'm way ahead. I guess it's not as slow. You're thinking it's slower than me. One more time. Just watch my tempo at 52. You were way behind me, my tempo. 3, 4.
That I had
it's slightly slower, 52, 53, a tempo at 54.
Right on there for the bass.
Yes, correct. Sorry, I wasn't seeing the right word.
Yep.
Okay.
Therefore you, I waited. That's simple. Okay. One more time, bottom of 10. I know what happened. I'm assuming you didn't count because you got way ahead. 2, 3, 4, 1. Super cheesy, but it is cheesy, you know what I mean? Let's do it one more time, please. Any props? Better? I thought that was better. I almost didn't do the song because of that ending. But then I said, I can sell anything. Here we go, five of ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
That I had waited for.
Trust me, if you pull that ooh out, it's going to just block that in. Okay? Arise, my love. If we have time at the end, I'll go back, but I gotta try and get through at least five of these songs. See kind of what shape we're in. Very nice, you sound great tonight. When you read, Mike and Michelle here. It is interesting though, because there's no doubt that Pat Michelle kind of leads the section in some ways, right? It's interesting that you're not here that my friends are like other people.
Yeah,
pretty. So, good. Yeah. Yeah. The vending machine is in love.
I can't
find it. Okay. All right, so let's see what this is. Arise. Sammy, we'll go through and kind of see what we remember. Okay.
Oh,
second fret of our bottom with 14, it's the most important part. I don't care if, like, everyone drops off and sings that part.
Hey, Ross, we have a question here.
Yeah.
You had told us on this last phrase that the first soprano were all singing down. Would you change that back to where
Stop talking, please. What page are we on?
The very last.
14.
From 89. You had written that.
Oh, sorry. Everyone sings second soprano, and then I'm eventually going to add a couple on the first soprano. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Everyone was singing.
Yeah, that's all I heard. I didn't hear the second soprano at all.
Exactly,
I just heard the first
soprano.
Okay, hey, so let's go back and work on some of that. This one. So let's see if we can quickly go. So big picture, I won't have time to kind of get into this as we go through this, because this needs a lot of work. Just make sure you're supporting the long notes. Particularly egregious is all the G's you sit on sopranos. I don't see it.
Papa nine.
Bottom of eight, for example. All those notes like that. Any long note, you just got to remember, it's the job is not done. You got to keep tuning, keep finding good balance. So at the beginning, we're just going to have to let go for now because it's the simplest part. We've got some work to do. But ladies, it was pretty good. Just keep listening to it on the recording because we won't have time to go over that. Maybe. Bottom of four, basses, just remember it's very late. One and two. And the time, it's not, and the time, it's one and two, and the time, it's very late. It's the last 2/16, so it would be, some of you want to make it 2/8 notes. Okay, so we got to go on from that. Can we just start there? Bottom of fourth and 23. Let's just kind of, okay, the measure they come in on, ready, and one in.
And the time of our singing has come.
And the time, just don't actually read it, just hear it in your head. And the time, you'd say, and the time. You wouldn't go, and the time. And the time of our singing has come. And the time of our singing has come. Keep that in your head. And I'm going to, the problem is, if I give you da, 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 there's nothing else for me to give.
Right.
You got to hear that. Da, 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 da. And the time. It's very late, okay? Same thing, and we'll go on, and. One, and.
And the time of our singing has come, and the band of many colors is riding the sky.
Sopranos on top of five. And and a band of men. Red goes up. Ready? And up.
And a band of men is riding the sky.
One and a two and a one and a. Yeah, so it's twice as long as that. Arise! Right, so put a 1/2 there so you don't go early. Arise! Arise! Right there. One and up. No, so the second one's not 2. Arise! Arise! Second beat falls on rise.
Yeah.
See that? See the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One more time. And go. Yeah. Do it again. Get as quick as you can, ladies. Ready and go. So dear, you're trying to get it right, but you're not really reading the rhythms, you're just trying to do what your neighbor does, some of you. So that's why it doesn't come together. So it's a beat, beep, ba bum, ba beep, ba bum, ba bum, bum, bum. Gotta know where the beats are. So on top of six, headed to 33, the first two notes are beat one, second two notes are beat two, right? So you just gotta kinda know where the beats are a little bit more better. Okay, one more time, let's see if we can add the altos. Altos are gonna start top of five. Last notes at four, and then start last two. And sopranos come in. No bass and tenors yet. One and and sopranos, altos and sopranos. One and fits in, okay? Can we do the add the tenors, please? No basses yet, same exact thing. And we're basically doing this for you. And I don't mean to criticize, but make sure you keep digging in. Because I'm adding parts, so we need to get it better, better, better. More exact, more exact, more exact. Okay? One and up. You can play the piano part. So, okay, here, stick with your own rhythm, same thing. Ready, same exact place. One and up.
And the band of many colors is riding the sky.
You top of measure 34 is 1, 2, 3, writing your music. 36 is 1, 2. 37 is 1, 2, and coming at the last eighth note of 2. Okay? Good. Pretty good. Okay, let's do one more little section tonight, we'll come back to it next week. Can we? And let's skip the part that was really a mess. Let's just get to 10 tonight, okay? So can we go to bottom of 9? I think 8 was pretty good. So this is just the tenors and the altos. This is a big thing here, altos. It's just high. So remember I was telling the basses, I tried this before, but Greg McBain, the top of the staff space is their break. Your break is the second space of the treble clef. So you can notice that's all above that. Give or take, right? Some of you are higher singers, some of you are lower, but give or take that. When you get that second space, you gotta know that it's higher voice. Now good singers, what they do is they sing in their chest voice below that, they mix in that middle voice, and then when they get higher up, they just go all the head voice, so they have kind of 3 gears. Start with the fact that you'll just kind of, when you see it above that second space, think high. Okay? And don't care what you sound like, just do technique. No, but do the technique, right? Because then that's the best chance you have of sounding good. Okay? Arise, tenors, and altos. And we'll go on. One and
Arise, my love.
now thrive, okay? When we get to that 62, it's gotta be a forte. One more time, the exact same thing, exact same thing. Tenor's just as much sound as you got there. Arise, my love, just as much sound as you got, as much sound as you got. And your cutoff bass and tenors on top of 10 will just be when I rise, arise, just on the second beat. I'm kind of dealing with the altos, but altos and tenors, your cutoff will just be the downbeat of that second beat. When I'm dealing with basses. Okay? All right. Can we take it for 9 again with the piano part, please, Emma? Bottom of 9. That was good. Now more. It sounded a little bit like, okay, you know, it's like you opened the door, you peeked in, like, it might work. It might work. And you can get in. 1 and 2.
Arise, my Lord.
That cutoff will be on the next measure, so that eighth note rest is not there. Okay? Can we do the whole thing that far if we go, please? Thank you, everybody. Very beautiful, please, Emma. 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. I think the frustrating part is I think you actually kind of noticed to him, you're just scared of it a little bit. Our winter is past, the storms are all over, and God does exactly what you think it's going to do. Okay, take a look at it. Still I sing hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. So this is the last of the, we still have work to do. Red River Valley and Onatah Lutzer. Even though we've done Red River Valley once, I almost feel like it's ready to sing. So this is the last one. I really need your A for, but I need your. Still, I sing Hallelujah. So if you go home tired tonight, good. Because we're building conditioning, so we can sing a whole concert, and plus singing physical. Okay, hey, just a couple of reminders, and we'll sing through this. Where was it? Top of 8. Just remember, there's last measure. There's no DC part. Sopranos, you sing the higher note. Alto, you sing the lower note of the fourth, I guess, 4/3 or 4. Okay. Okay. I'm hearing it fine up here. Is it just with you hear waffling? Okay. I thought it was fine. I think this to the point where the big issue I had was this is the piece that really calls for just more like what are the important words, what are the not important words. For example, I will sing, I will sound, hallelujah, right? The words surround me, bottom of 3, shadows and demons surround me. It's ready to go to the next level where it's a little bit more like about the words and the phrasing and not so much about what are the notes, okay? So keep that in mind, and can we go on for now? Because I thought it was pretty good, okay? Second verse. So Emma's gonna start top of 5 with the little 4-bar interlude, right? 3. Sorry, some of you are not singing the word Alleluia right, okay? Alle, Alle, it's just Alle, Alle. Just be careful how you say the word Alleluia, okay? And 3, 4. Quarter note.
Rejoice.
Hold. Good, great. Just make sure you watch the phrasing with me. Sopranos have those middle six. Fess is longer. Lips may confess. Don't cut off earlier there. Cut off right in the next beat. Okay? Great. Bass and tenors, you weren't all together. Last note, middle of six, going into the bottom. So just make sure you come in rhythmically accurate there. Okay, can we take it from that? Our lips, top of page six. I didn't hear any real problems. Anybody else? I thought it sounded pretty good. Okay. That our lips may. One, two, and sing.
That our lips may confess.
Hallelujah. So yes, it's way too early. Lips may confess. It's a whole beat, okay? Again, and.
That our lips may confess. Hallelujah.
Now move it. It's above that fourth space again, so a couple of you are getting caught. Oh, just make sure you drop your jaw, make sure you feel that relaxation there. Second thing, after the lu, there's a comma.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Right.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Bass and tenor with piano part right there. And one, two.
Alleluia.
So you hear it? The lay's way out too.
Alleluia, alleluia.
I think you're going, alleluia. Not that bad, but.
Alleluia, alleluia. You gotta feel that air going through the sound.
Three, four, one, and.
Alleluia.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yes. Let's do that again. Now, here's the thing. What I just told you was a concept, not to fix that one note. Do you understand? Whenever you have a note above that G or you're ascending, you've got to think air above the pitch. Every darn time, and somewhere in the not too distant future, well, in the very distant future, you're not going to have to think about it. But right now, obviously, you have to think about it because until I tell you, you do it wrong.
Hallelujah.
Ready? I'm 65 years old. I still got it. So I think you're always going to think about it. Ready, and one.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Yeah, so I got to go on.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Just make sure you work on that if you don't have it. I need the in tune. I need the rhythm. Once you are late on the second measure, and I need the rest. Besides that, it was good. Try right, one more time. Ready, one, two.
Alleluia, alleluia.
There you go, good, okay. Hey, I just reached goal, thank you very much. 10,000 steps. Okay, can we go on to next verse, please? Next verse, please. Actually, we better get into that. Top of six, last two notes, everybody, and we'll go on. Two, three.
That our lips may confess, alleluia.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
yeah.
So
say my note, I need to move on to the next one. That's where the counting is. Don't put an arrow going down to the bass note. You don't move until you have to hear the bass is going on to that third beat. You got to yell like four beats or two beats early. Okay, can we just do two things with this, then we gotta move on. Good job, coming along. Can we do one section? Can we do the bass, top of seven, bass and tenors first, please? This little transition section's not quite right, everything else is locked in. Ready, bass and tenors, and one, two.
Alleluia.
So just unison, starts unison. And one, two.
Alleluia.
Pretty good. Hey, can we do the sopranos and altos? Alleluia. Top of seven, last measure. Remember, you're skipped, you're letting go of the end. You're just singing the second note when it applies. Ready, ladies, and one. That's it. One beat and all. Everyone together, and bass and tenors. One, two.
Alleluia, alleluia. So praise Jesus.
Thank you. Let's take a crack at ladies first. Top of nine. Let's do 1 minute on this. Nice, everybody. You're doing great. So altos, you start on the yaw and then alleluia, right? Sopranos and altos, downbeat at top of page 9. 2, 3, 1, 2. Sopranos and altos, top of 9. Ya, alleluia. Ya, ready, and. Something that will make you change the color, because it's very heavy and muscular, the climax, and we got to really get beautiful there. So it's lighter, softer, prettier, warmer, okay? But it needs to go from this loud stuff to softer. Okay, can we do a top of nine bass and tenors? So start right on the yaw bass and tenors. Ready, three, and.
Alleluia.
One, two.
all that air in the sound? That was great. One. Watch me, sopranos. And. Awesome. That's the idea. Just watch. I'll help you. Let's get go through Red River Valley and make a call tonight. We will not do it next time. You did great on this last time. Different here. Can we just go to the last page and sing the last two measures? New key. And that's right in that crack. If you go from this way, it's going to be out of tune. That was pretty good. One more time. Two. And. Good. Don't push. Good. And then can we go back to top of eight. First measure. 57, measure 57. Okay? And then we're going to go on, right? So be ready to go on, ladies. One, two, one, two, three. So it's the same idea, different key, right? One more time.
Yeah.
So here's the F sharp bass, tenors, altos. Same idea, just different key. Two, three. Kind of a problem last week, I forgot to mention it. You're always late to the next thing. Da, 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 da. There's a. You're always late to the next thing. Always late to the next thing. You finish something and then you lose track of the beat or whatever and then you're sluggish coming in. Keep going, keep going, keep the train going. Don't stop at every station. One more time. 57, 5, 6, 7. Can we go to top of four? This is the same thing. This is all the connective stuff we didn't do last week, right? These are the only sections we didn't do last week. They're kind of exactly the same, except this one has fora, wah. It's the same idea once you get past fora. Make sense? So you just gotta know what it is, okay? For a while, top of page four, measure 22. Do you see our back? One and two and. And. Good. Beginning. We're going to do it twice. First seat and second time standing up. A little faster. Here's 132. I think you're getting tired, which I don't blame you. It's been a workout tonight. From this valley, they say we. Beginning, two, three, four, one.
From this valley, they say you are born.
I think that's great. See ya. Bye. Thank you. Thanks for the workout. I appreciate it. You've got some more?
Turn the tables.